from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listeners, we are going to be talking about a report from Deloitte, its latest global human capital trends report, no less. This is quite a favourite for us, isn't it, Nigel?
It is, and yes.
So they've just published the 2020 version, which has this rather grand title, The Social Enterprise at Work, Paradox as a Path Forward. So, Nigel, I'll quickly hand the baton on for you to make sense of that for us, please.
Well, this is the 10th Human Capital Trends report. And fortunately, Martin and I haven't talked about all 10 of them, but we're getting quite close. This must be our third or fourth. And they do a very useful and interesting recap over the 10 years from 2011 of the report. So in itself, that is very interesting. Watching the evolving situation, the evolving technology, the evolving ways that work has managed to shift. And in some ways, there's a little bit of coronavirus awareness in this, but it's not a big deal. It's not about that. And the report kind of spans before and during. But what they've come out with are 10 trends that are really important. So they look at those trends, and then they look, as they have done in the past, at organizational readiness to meet those challenges, if you like. And interestingly, the first one, top of the list, is well-being. And that has emerged very strongly in the last few months. If you don't look after your staff, if you don't treat them as whole human beings, just workers, you're going to collapse in terms of productivity and support, and eventually, I think, in terms of loyalty and retention. So what they say is that only 12% of their respondents feel up to deal with this huge challenge. The next one is belonging, which is very, very close to well-being. It's very hard to feel you belong to an organization that doesn't bother to look after you, or you feel couldn't care less about you. And the dramatic increase in preparedness leaps from 12% to 13%. And then knowledge management, which is another huge issue about how you move knowledge around organizations and share that knowledge quickly and competently. Another big feature of the lockdown, knowledge management is third, and that only has 9% of organizations feel ready to deal with that. And then I'm going to stop at the fourth one, because I think the fourth one is really interesting as well. That is ethics and the future of work, where the numbers boost to 14% readiness. So what we're seeing is a whole bunch of very sizable organizations, literally all around the world, have slightly been caught with their pants down. These are really big issues, and they're not ready to deal with them. And I would, from my own experience, I would knock those on the head. I think that ethics has become an issue. And what they say is, just because you can, should you? And I think that is a big, big question around the way certain companies have behaved. The second one around knowledge management, I'm obsessed with, and I think organizations largely do that very badly and don't even understand what it is. And then the issues of well-being and belonging. So I think this is a very interesting, useful report. It seems to be shorter than previous ones. I haven't actually checked the page numbers, but it just kind of knocks those 10 into the park and then, in a sense, leaves the organizations with the dilemma of how to turn something that is perceived as being an issue into something that they feel they can deal with. So what about you, Martin? Do you agree with me?
I do. Very well summarized. And the report is actually 127 pages long.
Is it? So
actually, there's quite a lot to get your teeth into. And when you go to the Deloitte site where the report is hosted, they've also got lots of other kind of videos and other resources that sit around the report. Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think the fact that ethics have cropped up is really, really interesting right now because of how people have been treated through the lockdown. And I do wonder what organisations are going to do in terms of their shift in how they behave in terms of ethical behaviour. I think also there's plenty for L&D to get their teeth stuck into here, because belonging, who would have said that would have been a trend in an organisation 2 years ago, even last year, the sense of belonging. And what on earth does that mean? You know, is this kind of Deloitte consultancy claptrap, or is it something, you know, real? And
I think it's real. I think they've put their finger on something. Yeah. And they actually go through the report and they take each of those trends and they unpack them into other areas that some organizations are better at dealing with and some aren't good at dealing with. So there is a depth in there. It isn't just a bald list. They yeah. explore them. And I think, for example, the chapter on ethics and the future of work is a really interesting chapter. And everyone should read that, particularly in L&D. L&D's got a role in that. It's got a role in knowledge management. It's certainly got a role in well-being and a role in belonging. So this expansion of role of L&D that we've seen through the lockdown in the best L&D teams and the best organizations is a real agenda for the future.
Yeah, and I would just echo that, especially around knowledge management. I think that gets quite a low priority generally. It's a kind of, in inverted commas, profession in itself, isn't it? And it's got quite a lowly status. So, suddenly it's been kicked right up the priority list in these trends. And I think that's quite interesting. So what does knowledge management mean in an organisation? And in this report, respondents give their answers and they talk about the challenges they have to overcome for better knowledge management within the organisation. I have an interest in this area and I think it's critically important. You know, what are you capturing? You know, what are you sharing? For what ends? You know, how do you keep the stuff that's got shelf life and how do you update that? And, you know, how do you keep it living and contextual with what's going on for people at any given point in time? These are, and in the context of information overload and misinformation and fake news, you know, really, yep. really interesting topic area. And again, another massive area for learning professionals to get tucked into. So yeah. Yes.
If you look at just the page on resilience, where basically, how do you build resilience? First one, cultivate capability before skills. Second one, leverage workers' passion. Help them explore, be curious. Third, support learning in the flow of work. Fourth, rewarding based on capability development. So every single one of those, straight in at the heart of L&D. And anyone reading this report from L&D who doesn't see that there's a massive, broad and fascinating agenda coming forward is being very naive. So there's opportunity here. And I just lapped up the report. I didn't realize it was so long. I just thought this is really interesting data. And it's the kind of document that can sit on your desk and you can dip into it over the next 6 months and look at areas yeah. in depth and decide, what do we want to do here, if anything? If we do want to do something, how do we do it? So there's a real agenda for making organizations more human, more effective, better able to respond to change and disruption, and better able to serve customers while building a more competent, engaged and happy and healthy workforce. Good stuff, I think. Good stuff.
Brilliant. Right. Go and read it, everyone. That's our message. Thanks, Nigel.
Thanks very much, Martin. Good to talk.
From scratch.